AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an election overhaul bill into law. He says every eligible voter will have a chance to vote.
It does make it easier than ever before for anybody to go cast a ballot. It does also, however, make sure that it is harder for people to cheat at the ballot box in Texas.
Democrats spent months protesting what they say are efforts in Texas to weaken minority turnout and preserve the eroding dominance of the Republican Party. Texas is among at least 18 states that have enacted new voting restrictions since the 2020 election. President Biden is in New Jersey. The Northeast has been hit hard by the remnants of Hurricane Ida.
The losses that we witnessed today are profound. Dozens of lost lives, homes destroyed, and in Manville, including by gas leaks triggered by the flooding.
The president talked about the need to spend more in infrastructure to help with rebuilding. He also talked about climate change.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather would be more extreme, and climate change was here, and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
The president says every part of the country has been hit by extreme weather, and something must be done to prevent it from getting worse. An Afghan employee of an American organization in Afghanistan tells the AP the Taliban are blocking her and hundreds of other people from boarding charter evacuation flights out of Afghanistan. A judge in Colorado ordered a state mental health evaluation for the man accused of killing 10 people at a supermarket in Boulder in March to determine whether he is competent to stand trial. El Salvador is the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. The rollout was not smooth in the first hours. El Salvador's president said the digital wallet used for transactions was not functioning. This is AP News. The coronavirus surge in Idaho is forcing hospitals to make choices.
There are so many patients with COVID-19 arriving at hospitals in northern Idaho. Public health leaders are activating what's called crisis standards of care. That means hospitals can dedicate scarce resources to patients most likely to survive. Resources like intensive care unit rooms. Other patients will still receive care, but they may be placed in conference rooms or classrooms rather than traditional hospital rooms, or go without some life-saving medical equipment. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare cited a severe shortage of staffing and available beds. I'm Rita Foley.
A Las Vegas man who berated a flight crew and fellow passengers on a plane has been cited for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Video shows the man growling like a dog while taking off his mask, swearing at the flight attendants, later yelling, "God bless America," and screaming, "Joe Biden." I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.